County Government Strong. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.
I've worked with counties over 20 years and you kind of get into a pattern where you've heard the same questions over and over and over. This year it seemed like every question we got was something we'd never looked at before, and counties were struggling with how to deal with pandemics, and that's not something we've dealt with in our lifetime.
David Connor is the Executive Director of the Tennessee County Services Association, an umbrella association representing elected legislative bodies of Tennessee's 95 county and metropolitan governments and county highway officials.
We're a membership association for county officials. So like the Farm Bureau represents it as a membership association of people in farming. We work with county mayors, county commissioners, and county highway officials.
As you can imagine, during the pandemic, Mr. Connor and his team have been extremely busy, and according to him, receiving questions they aren't necessarily used to.
Something we saw and we didn't expect was as people began staying home, as people stayed closer to home, they shopped at home, they may have shopped online, a lot of our rural counties are seeing improvements in their sales tax growth. So that's good, and that helps keep the property tax rates down if that sales tax base stays healthy. So they're seeing some great growth there. So that's the good news and the silver lining in some of what we're dealing with.
The association is obviously focused on a multitude of aspects of county government, but Connor says now, more than ever, they're sure to keep agriculture and our farmers at the forefront in terms of support.
What hit me hardest about this pandemic was when I walked into a grocery store and you started seeing the empty shelves and you started seeing the empty freezers, and you realize how critical our food supply system is. We can do without cars, we can do without broadband, we can do without computers, we can't do without food. So that's something that I think we have to maintain and keep a focus on. What do we do to keep our farmers strong? What do we do to keep that food supply system and that infrastructure in place? That's bottom line. We got to take care of that in our economy.
A statement we most definitely agree with. Thanks for joining us, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.